Don't you think that behind a 747 with 3 million parts, that there's an intelligence? There's some kind of a force that puts it all together, organizes it, and makes it work and fly and be something of value? Then think about this universe and all of the moving pieces and all of the moving parts, including yourself, and all of those that you see around you. Only it's trillions upon trillions upon trillions of pieces, and galaxies and endless more galaxies. Don't you think that behind all of this, there is some intelligence, some force, somehow, some creative energy that you're a part of? If you get it and understand it, you'll be able to fly without that Boeing 747. I love this story of the Buddha. And the Buddha is traveling. And everywhere he travels, he encounters criticism and hate and disrespect from all of these people who have done nothing but choose to see if they can bring him down. And always he responds with peace. Always he responds with love. And after 3 or 4 days of seeing these people continuously harassing him and ridiculing him and finding fault with him and being ugly and so on, his devotees say, how can you do that? After 3 days of nothing but receiving that kind of energy, you still always have love. And the Buddha answered this question with a question. He said, if someone offers you a gift and you do not accept that gift, to whom does the gift belong? And what he's saying is, if someone offers you a gift of their negativity, of their lower energy, of their criticism, of their hatred or whatever, and you simply don't accept it, who owns it? And if they own it and it's theirs, why would you allow yourself to be upset, depressed, stressed, hurt by something that is owned elsewhere? That's all you have to remind yourself of. And you'd be surprised. You know, it's a good thing to work on. It's a good thing to practice, especially if you have kids, because, boy, they give you so many opportunities to do this, where you can work at seeing if you can change that energy around, if you can make it go from low to high. Just see if you can raise it just ever so slightly. All of you instinctively know how to do it, because you're born with that quality. It's just that we've lost it when we took on the ego. Thank you, and God bless you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
This has been a Hay House audiobook production. If you would like a free catalog of books and videos offered by Hay House, please call us at 1-800-654-5126. Thank you for listening.